My name is Bruce Darnell Dotson II. I'm 37 years old, and since the age of 14, I've been free only a year at most. I did a 5.5-year stint in the Texas Youth Commission and a local boot camp in Grayson County, where I'm from. Got out at the age of 20 years old, stayed out about 6.5 months, and I've been gone for 17 years. Prison has been my residence. I was born in West Sherman, Texas, raised in North Denison. I'm writing this because I like you to read this to the listeners if you get the opportunity. I'm sick and tired of prison. I have been tired of it for decades. I've been helping other people's kids make it home, been discipling others, people's kids, while at the same time trying to figure out how to get me together. I was raised, as a lot of us were, by a great-grandmother or grandmother who was born in the 1920s. Eula Mae wasn't no joke. Big Mama Mae would take on me at 6'6", 245 pounds, or even a white police officer if he violated any of her rules. No, a lot of us were not raised by men, but we can't say we didn't have male figures. We just were looking in all the wrong places. I spent the better part of 12, 13 years ago in Tennessee Colony. Well, 12 to 13 years in Tennessee Colony. 10 on the micro unit. In 2016, my life changed in a profound way. I was what you call a homie's homie. I was fair, even, and more importantly, and rare, righteous. When Brother Randy Jones, formerly known as Zim, came to me one day and broke down and laid his flag down, I was threw off my note. I mean, I supported bro in his decision. Whatever, however, it fell. I had bro's back, but it made me actually begin to see life. We all have dreams, goals, aspirations, and the like. But having someone of his pedigree, his legend, confide in me, his intimate and in some places fatal decision, I have the utmost respect and love for the brother. He led me, myself, to step back. I watched him get into Shalom classes, get a job in commissary, get moved to the dorms, begin reconnecting with his daughter and granddaughter, and he has never been far from my mind because Brother Jones is a real true brother, a true man. I've made numerous mistakes and errors of judgment since that day. I practiced Islam for a bit, searching for my truth. Did a lot of things I wish I'd not done. However, today I can say that it is an example of Brother Randy Jones that led me through the darkness. Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ, and the message he gave is the way, the truth, and the it and all for my life. I'm not perfect. Don't and won't attempt to even set myself up like that. But I want to let all the listeners know GC has found the light. I've met people from everywhere, seen, done, and heard all manner of things in my lifetime. Have we all been hurt, abused, misused? Of course. Is it right? Heck no. But it is in acknowledging that pain, whether you blame the white man, a prison guard, a family member, or whoever, you know, or you feel did you wrong, and finding a way to be stronger than that pain that will lead you to the path of redeeming yourself. Because by having that person seeking revenge, hating that person, seeking revenge on those who have hurt you, you really will only be hurting you. It's not about how this religion oppressed that one or such a race did what to that race, because we have all at some point in the annals of time, to those true students of history, have done some pretty screwed up things to one another. I've got friends who are Satanists, and no, they don't kill people, do child sacrifices, and are some damn good people. Just imagine, brothers and sisters, what the world would be like if we, each and every one of us, sacrificed everything, our pride, ego, anger, pain, and love first. And loved first, regardless if he's a Satanist. To my people in the gangs, I'm not saying slide back, but why are we killing behind hoods, blocks, streets, and cities that we shall, number one, never own, and number two, will one day get turned into dust and forgotten? I went to jury trial. The hood ain't take care of me these last 17 years. Shoot, even when I was doing things I ain't had no business doing to fill my locker with food, I wasn't taking care of myself. Long lessons on a road to God showing me, hey, you done yet, son? I'm still here. To the brothers and sisters still doing y'all, I pray that y'all stay safe every single day, that y'all don't get popped, knocked, or took down. Because I also pray that one day y'all are given the chance to leave this concrete jungle. And to those of you who has been decided that you will never be allowed to leave physically, God knows I feel your pain, because I was almost there, and I will live my life in your honor, respecting your situation, and never come back to this place once I'm allowed to leave. I have a lot to say, but I understand I can't get my Kanye on Brother Yuri. Thank you, and God bless you, and Nancy Sue, and Miss Linda, for y'all's contribution to life itself. Truly, Brother Bruce Dotson. Miss Nancy Sue, Brother Yuri did have a nice vibe going with the smooth jazz. Don't be a hater. Much love, sister. We'll see y'all next time on Crypto Christ Podcast.